It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, September 14th. I'm Molly Wood in for Ben Johnson. Wired reports this week that back in 2010, security researchers privately let GM know that they could remotely take over a 2009 Chevy Impala and do things like disable the brakes. That flaw was just fixed this year. That's not all GM's fault. Part of the problem was that car companies at the time didn't have the ability to push out security updates over the air. Stefan Savage is a professor of computer science and engineering at UC San Diego. He led one of two university teams behind the Impala hack, and he said that now some car makers can do the quicker fix.
There are a number of manufacturers who now are public about having such a capability. So Tesla and BMW are public about being able to do over-the-air updates via cellular connections. In this story, it was disclosed that GM had synthesized such a capability for their legacy vehicles. And I think every car manufacturer I've talked to either is developing a capability that they expect to put in production or has some sort of capability that they're just not talking about publicly.
How do cars compare to, say, laptops or mobile phones when it comes to security?
The quality of the software, I would say, today is strictly less good than what we find on a desktop PC today with respect to security. Not because the authors of automotive software are worse, but simply because that is not a threat they've really had to worry about. It's almost Darwinian. Without having people actively attacking cars, there has been no reason to harden that software against those kind of attacks.
So, and that raises an interesting question. I think for a long time, for a lot of years, even those of us in the tech media didn't take the idea of car hacking seriously because it seemed so complicated and difficult and unwieldy and sometimes requires physical access to the car. Do you think that's a mentality that is changing now in both the auto industry and for consumers?
You know, we did this remote stuff back in 2010, and we were upfront that it was remote. But because we were not very loud and sensational about it, it did not penetrate, I think, the mass psyche the way the Jeep exploit did. I think at this point, you no longer hear people saying, oh, well, it requires physical access. That's almost never been true. But I think that the really public demonstration that they did, while I would not be comfortable doing it myself, I think it did have that effect of making people take it more seriously.
Stefan Savage is a professor at UC San Diego. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
This week, the Federal Reserve might finally announce a bump in interest rates, which have been close to zero for almost a decade. What the Fed decides will have a big impact on the tech sector, especially on venture capital firms and what they decide to fund. Paul Kodrowski is a partner at SK Ventures.
There's a level of arrogance that's crept into private companies because it's been relatively easy. I mean, certainly easy, historically speaking, raising money as a private company. That's all going to start changing. And so what we keep telling people, the CEOs of private companies, is that, you know, it's kind of like Game of Thrones. Winter is coming and you better prepare now.
And that's not ominous at all. So, you know, multi-level marketing, that's where companies try to get people to buy a product and then turn around and sell the product to their friends while also recruiting the friends to sell too. Well, what happens when you combine that model with social media? Molly Mulshine is a senior editor at Tech Insider. She visited a company called It Works, which makes a skin wrap that claims to tighten up your flabby body in just 45 minutes. It's been a huge success, and Mulshine says it's all about placement.
Where another company might have a hashtag that has their brand name in it or that has a call to action in it, It Works uses really vague hashtags. They use vague naming practices. So, you know, on Mother's Day, they have all these supermom hashtags so that anyone who hashtags their Instagram photo supermom, they're going to see a bunch of It Works ads. They sell an energy drink, and they decided to start adding the hashtag bring it to all of their materials relating to this energy drink. So now that hashtag used to be totally owned by cheerleaders. Now it's like part cheerleaders and part It Works advertisements.
So it's sort of a brave new world of marketing, basically.
Right.
Well, isn't it the case with multi-level marketing structures that once you get to a certain audience penetration, you just can't do any better?
Right. That's what a lot of people say. I haven't seen anything to back that up, like any studies or anything, but you would think that that would be the case. And certainly what I have seen is that the people who are really successful at this, they have to make it kind of their entire life. I spoke to this one woman who's really high level in It Works. They hooked me up with her. She's from Texas. And she created two separate Facebook profiles, one for It Works and one for her personal stuff. And then she said, I immediately had to delete that and just say, you know what? This is me. It Works as part of who I am. Just like I wouldn't separate posting about being a wife, posting about being a mom, posting about how much I love guacamole at Chipotle. These are all things I love. My relationship with God, It Works. It's all integral. It's a part of me. You can't separate it. I don't think it's smart to separate it. So it just seems that the best way to do it is to kind of make it your entire life.
Molly Mulshine is a senior digital culture editor at Tech Insider. Thanks a lot, Molly.
Thank you.
A firm called Security Scorecard just surveyed almost 500 large colleges and universities for its Higher Education Security Report. And interestingly, the school that comes in last is MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. MIT scored okay on newer tech, like apps and websites, but even they are not immune to the problems of old networks and weak passwords. But you know who is? Merced Community College in Merced, California, which came in first. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM.